Welcome back to another episode of Arnold's Pump Club. I want to start with a message I've shared before, but I hope it speaks to you differently today. Fitness is for everyone. I say this over and over, but I can never repeat it enough. Last weekend when I went to the gym, a young man looked over at me a few times, and I've been around long enough to know he wanted to talk. His name was Kyle. He has Down syndrome, and he's very proud to raise awareness about it. Is also a bodybuilder with a big following, and he uses his platform to inspire everyone to stop accepting the limitations society tries to place on you. I met Kyle at last year's Arnold Classic, but that's always a crazy weekend with 200,000 people, so this was the first time I spent time with him. I had a fantastic time training him. He inspired me to come back to my favorite message this week. Fitness is for everyone. Young, old, rich, poor, black, white, straight, gay man, woman, disabled, able, bodied, and anything in between. No matter who you are and what your situation might be, fitness is for you. We share this message yearly at the Arnold Sports Festival. When you see these lifters, whether Miles with cerebral palsy, Derek with one leg, or Kyle and Garrett with Down syndrome, you can't help but be inspired. That's why I love to give them the big stage. But there's another reason. If you saw them outside of the fitness setting, you might feel bad for them. They don't want that. Miles wears shirts with the dis in disability crossed out. Fitness gives each of them and all of us a way to overcome whatever challenges we face. It's the great equalizer. 200 pounds is 200 pounds, whether you live in a mansion or are struggling to put food on the table. The barbell doesn't see your race or sexuality or gender or bank account or anything. It's just asking to be picked up no matter who you are. Fitness is for everyone. What does that mean for all of us? Well, if you're a gym owner or involved in the fitness industry, which I know many of our members are because we see hundreds of requests to feature your gyms and products, it means you better make fitness welcoming to everyone. You have to be inclusive. You can't turn people away because of who they are, and you must be willing to help people with different issues find their way into the gym. If you're turning away people like Kyle or Miles, you can never consider yourself a success. It's your job as a member of the fitness industry to find every way you can to make fitness available to everyone. Imagine an elementary school that said, I only want to take the best students, no students learning English, no students with developmental issues, no students who are falling behind. You wouldn't look at that school as a success. I know that it might take a little work to make your gym welcoming to everyone, and you might have some members who you fear will be uncomfortable, but it is worth it. And let me be clear, it is your job to set the tone and make the gym inclusive and open. And for the rest of us, the weekend warriors and the daily lifters, it's your job to be welcoming and kind at the gym and be a missionary for it when you're outside the real world. Bring people into our fitness crusade. Lift them up. Don't put them down. It's our responsibility to keep the big tent of fitness open, because if we don't, how could we find this inspiration? Because what Kyle and Miles and Derek are all really telling us is we don't have an excuse. They aren't moping around. So there isn't a challenge big enough to keep us from getting off the couch and controlling the one thing we can always control, focusing on our fitness and moving forward every day. Meeting and hanging out with these guys is better than any pre-workout you could buy. Despite what we may see as major challenges, they're positive and moving forward. That's why fitness is for everyone. No matter what we face, it gives us the power to change something in our lives, our strength. And when you learn that you aren't powerless in that one part of your life, you gain the strength to deal with the challenges outside of the gym. It feels like magic but it's really just work. I'll keep fighting to make fitness for everyone every day of my life, but I can't lift this weight alone. I need all of you. Bring people in, make them feel good. That's what the Pump Club is all about. We lift ourselves up, then we lift each other up, then we lift up the world. Now, let's get to today's tips. Some hobbies are a great distraction from life. Other hobbies can help protect you from threats to your life. Research suggests learning a new language could help protect your brain from dementia. Scientists reviewed 20 studies to determine the potential cognitive benefits of learning multiple languages. While speaking multiple languages does not prevent or reverse cognitive disorders, learning a new language can strengthen and reorganize your brain functionality, which can help protect against neurodegenerative diseases. One of our favorite parts of the positive corner of the internet is when members of the Pump Club tell us about products and services they love. Learning a new language is one of our readers' most popular goals. That's one reason we partnered with Babbel. It's harder to start speaking a language in adulthood, but Babbel has built a program to help you learn a new language with as little as 10 minutes of daily practice. The Pump Club readers told us that Babbel worked better than anything they had tried, so we created a special offer for all our members. We love training your mind, not just your muscles. That's why, for a limited time only, all Pump Club members receive 60% off a Babbel subscription. Just visit babbel.com/Arnold. Just visit B-A-B. BEL.com/Arnold. Be sure to visit that site to access your special discount. The app makes it easy to learn vocab and phrases with lessons, games, podcasts, and more. And you can start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Give your brain the gift that will keep you mentally strong. Now, I want to talk about protecting your heart. Sometimes the early signs of a disease might not be obvious, but that doesn't mean your body isn't sending you warnings. Research suggests that sexual dysfunction can be an early sign of cardiovascular disease. While there are many causes of erectile dysfunction, the majority of cases are related to organic vascular issues. If that's the cause of your problems, erectile dysfunction could be just the tip of the iceberg. Research suggests that it could be a warning from your body that you're 3 to 5 years away from a cardiovascular event. The connection is all about blood flow. According to cardiologist Danielle Bellardo, the same risk factors that cause plaque buildup in the blood vessels in your heart are the same risk factors that cause plaque buildup in the blood vessels that help blood flow all over your body. Several lifestyle changes can make a big difference if you want to improve your blood flow and overall health. These include maintaining a healthy weight, improving your diet quality, such as eating more fruits and vegetables and less saturated fats, daily exercise and movement, and removing of tobacco. Finally, let's talk about how to make sure you don't lose what you work for in the gym. When it comes to strength and muscle, you do lose it if you don't use it, at least not immediately. The loss happens a lot slower than you probably think. Research suggests it takes at least 3 weeks of inactivity for you to start losing muscle. And that's not all. It takes about a month for your strength to decrease significantly. While time off can feel like a big setback, the first workout or two back after a break is more about mental and physical acclimation than an actual loss of strength. If you love aerobic exercise, the loss can happen a little faster. Research has found that after about 2 weeks off, you'll probably find that running, cycling, swimming, or playing sports starts to feel much more difficult than when you were consistently moving. The older we get, the faster we seem to lose it, with a big exception. The more consistent you are, the more your body will show you grace. People who consistently exercise tend to see less of a drop-off from their breaks, and your strength, muscle, and endurance bounce back quicker too. The next time you're sick on vacation, don't worry if you cannot exercise as you usually do or want some time off. And by consistently making time for workouts, your body will be more resilient and able to withstand the times when you can't exercise. And that's it for today's episode. I created this podcast because I believe that fitness is for everyone. So I'm using the power of machines to help me deliver news, information, and support that will make you healthier. I am not a cybernetic organism, but I do have an important mission: to build the positive corner of the internet and lift up the world. There's too much negativity online, and I want this podcast to give you the support you need to become a little bit better. I want to thank our editors in chief, Adam Bornstein and Daniel Ketchel, who helped me with this podcast and our daily newsletter, as well as our producers, Pen Name Consulting. We value all your feedback, and the three of us are here to support you. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave a review. We love hearing from you. Together, we have the strength to lift up the world.